Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can bop into work after worshiping God from the time you opened your eyes in the morning, and people will go, what are you using? Man, what lotion? What makeup? What this? Who's your barber? What is it? Did you lose weight? What is it? And they can't put their finger on it because you look good. You radiate life. This is supposed to be part of our witness. That people who don't know God, they see this on us and they feel this. They don't know what it is, but they see this and they feel this and they think, man, you're something else. You say, you think I'm something? You ought to see my master. What happened to you? Just hanging around with him. Hanging with him. Fellowshipping with him. The glory of God, the presence of God manifests. Now, hold your place there in the Psalms. Put your marker there or something if you can. And flip over to Ephesians. We said this word comely means suitable as well as it means beautiful. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 2. Ephesians 5:2. Walk in love. He said, as Christ has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor or fragrance or aroma. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. How many understand this stuff does not fit us? This stuff doesn't match us. Now, see, Christians are getting into this stuff all over the place. But it is a mismatch to say Christian adulterer. Right? Spirit-filled thief. Did you hear what I'm saying? Does that match? That don't match. See, people use the term spirit-filled far too loosely. I've heard people say things like this. Did you hear about Brother So-and-so? What? You know, he ran off with the piano player and the building fund. And you know, he's spirit-filled. Tongue talker. Well, not that day he wasn't. And not a lot of days before then. Well, yeah, I heard him talking in tongues that morning. I don't care. You don't do stuff like that when you're full of the Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. Right? This is incongruous. This is incompatible. This doesn't match us, doesn't fit us. Right? Now he goes on to the list of things that are not becoming to saints. Verse 4, what? Filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but what is appropriate for us, suitable, comely, but rather giving of thanks. That's what suits us. That's what matches us. Thanksgiving. Giving of thanks, not filthiness and foolish talk. How many understand so-called dirty jokes? That don't suit us. Right? Using profanity. That doesn't fit us. That doesn't suit us. Vulgarity. And there are a lot of people, and you even see people, I've seen ministers. And youth ministers and different trying to be cool, use slang and worldly phraseology, thinking that's going to cause the youth or whoever they're with to think they're cool so they can minister to them. No. I said no. There's a lot of stuff that it just doesn't fit. It's unbecoming on our lips. Right? People should not hear you talk profanity, amen, vulgarity, off-color stuff. How many understand there's a lot of jokes you ought never tell? Right? And when you see where it's going, you just need to hold up your hand and say, you know, I don't want to hear that. Well, you think you're too good to hear that? You could say that. But I'd rather not. Right? Our ears are supposed to be holier than that. Our eyes are supposed to be holier. Our mind, our mouth. Right? There's all these things, he said, they are not becoming to saints. But what is? What does look good on us? What matches us? Praise. Giving thanks. Man, it looks good on us. It fits us. It matches us. And it makes us look good. Makes us look good. Glory. I mean, if you really believe this, it should excite you because you realize I can look better by the end of the week, next week, than I do now. I know it sounds funny, but I ain't joking. I've been reading scripture to you. You literally can be better looking over a period of time. Why? Because the glory of God affects your countenance. The sweetness of God, the love of God, the goodness of God can come through your eyes and through the tone of your voice, literally through your skin. How many believe God is real? His presence is real. His glory is real. His love is real. Just so many people are not walking in much of it. But you can have all you desire. But you got to change what you talk about. You can't wake up in the morning and slap the alarm clock and kick your dog. And grumble, grumble, grumble. What do you got to do? Open your eyes and praise the Lord. Say, this is another good day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to magnify the Lord. Bless His holy name. And you're not trying to be religious. You're not trying to do your duty in drudgery. No, this is just you. This is how you live. It's the way you are. You breathe and your heart beats and you say, praise God. That's you. Right? It's a different life. I said, it's a different life. You don't cry about what you don't have. You don't lay in the bed and feel sorry for yourself about what somebody didn't do for you. Did you hear me? That's not the lifestyle of praise. How many understand, even in the most difficult situations, you can find something to be thankful for, right? Maybe it's a bad situation, but if you believe God's bringing you out, you can be happy about that. Right? You might have debt up to your eyes, but you can thank God for paying everything off for you. You might be hurting, racked with pain in your body, but you can thank God for your healing. Not focus on that. That brings us to this other thing, how praise helps us. Specifically, we said it looks good on us. It helps our countenance. I won't take time to get into it, but Psalm 42, 5 and 11, he said, I will praise him for the help of his countenance. Verse 11 says, he's the help of my countenance. And my God, when I praise him, he helps my countenance. Literally. And the Bible said in Proverbs 15, 13, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. When things are going on inside your heart, it affects your face. If you say, well, yeah, my heart is full of joy. If it ain't showed up on your face, it's not in there. I know people don't like that, but that's just a fact. The Bible said a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. If it's in you and then you're full of life and joy and faith, it's going to show up on your face every time. Your face indicates what's in your heart. I preach a sermon once in a while. The title of it is, What Are You Full Of? And we talk about, as you could imagine, it gets real interesting. What are you full of? And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so what if somebody's all the time praising God and glorifying God? Well, that's what's coming out of their mouth. What does that reveal? That's what their heart's full of. Not just doing it in church to impress somebody else. This is all the time, lifestyle. That means that's what you're full of. Full of God, full of faith, full of joy. Now let's go on. Why should we praise Him? Go, you were in Psalm 33. Go back to the Psalms. And just turn over to Psalm 35. Psalm 35. Why should we praise the Lord? We should praise Him because praise, thanksgiving, worship helps us. It does many things for us. We're beginning to talk about what it does for us. Praise affects our countenance, affects is comely for us. Also in Psalm 35, look in verse 26. Psalm 35, 26. Says, let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy. Wonder if somebody would hear that. Yeah. And be glad. Not just shouting to be shouting, but you're glad while you're shouting. That favor my righteous cause, yea, let them say continually. How often? Amen. Something else we're supposed to do all the time. Say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Let's say that out loud 3 or 4 times together. Let the Lord be magnified. Say it again. Let the Lord be magnified. Say it again. Let the Lord be magnified. Magnified. Let Him be what? Magnified. Let the Lord be magnified, He went on to say, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Which pleases God? You being broke or you having something? Then why do millions of Christians not believe that? Say it out loud. It pleases God.
It pleases God.
When I prosper.
When I prosper.
That's what the Bible says right there, right?
Right.
It pleases Him when I prosper. When I'm increased, when I'm blessed materially and financially, when I prosper in every way, it pleases Him.
Right.
It pleases. Well, anybody with kids knows that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you happy when your kids are behind on their bills, when they're hurt and they're broke. You're happy when your kids are doing well.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.